Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Mindless banter number 20.
That's as heavy metal as it gets right there.
It
never
is.
Realized. Maybe that's why everybody wonders.
We listen to
heavy metal.
It does feel a little heavy metal, that opener, doesn't it? Yeah. It's serious business.
Yeah, it is.
What's going on, Cameron?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just taking a break from people.
Yeah,
bodies.
Man. Bodies. Sick of bodies.
Human bodies with minds attached to them.
They're horrible.
They got brains of their own. Gross.
Yeah, what are we doing today? It's Q&A again.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
We're ready for that.
Question and answer.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for.
It is.
Yeah. Man, we got our Bigfoot film out.
Oh, yeah. It just came out.
Nobody asked any questions about it, so it must have been done real well.
Yeah, they have no more questions.
Huh. We don't have any questions about Bigfoot at all.
We answered them all in the film. Every question.
I guess it came out a little late into
the
questions.
Yeah, so the new film is out. It's called The Bigfoot. Yeah. Shows Cam and I being stupid for like an hour and a half, so that's cool.
Right.
If you want to check
it out. Trying to be serious, but doesn't work.
Go to our YouTube channel, and it's on there. It's really easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Just search The Bigfoot, and it'll come up.
Yeah, go check it out. Yeah, hey, real first fast.
Real first fast now.
Super Rusty Straps. Have you heard of those?
Yes.
You just got a little thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you bring it?
It's in my car. I could go grab it if you want to do this.
Super
Rusty
Straps.
Probably take you that long.
They have everyday wear. Yeah, probably will. And carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies.
Mm.
They've got paracord bracelets. With 30-plus items, Bill Rowdy, including a flashlight, fishing kit, bottle opener, and seatbelt cutter.
Mm.
Their handkerchiefs double as a Faraday bag and storage pouch. Their hanks have survival functions incorporated into the ripstop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water field terror, or fire starter. Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful references like 9-line medevac request and Morse code, but they have a built-in covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where themed emergency kits are hidden inside the patch.
That's mysterious.
Find them online at superrustystraps.com. Use code CASUALPREPPERS. Get $5 off your order and a free P38 and saw.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah, they just sent us the duct tape patch. It's cool.
I feel like you'd get in, it's like those little Russian things, they just keep opening. Oh, yeah. I got more stuff in here.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's a Russian
smaller,
nesting doll.
Smaller,
yeah.
smaller.
Russian nesting EDC.
That's what they are. Yeah,
you know?
But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is, yeah. Go check them out.
How you can stitch and make weird pockets in weird places.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
So Q&A, y'all. We're excited about this. You guys sent in some questions. We've got them here. We're going to answer them. Here we go.
Yeah.
Number one comes from Cody Coles, little CC. He says...
That sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Cody
yeah.
Coles comes up the back.
Cody Coles on the third turn. Yeah.
Gets a little loose in the...
What's the guy's name on Days of Thunder?
Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle. That's right. He says, do you guys listen to metal? Not a real serious question, I reckon, but I'm just curious. Keep up the amazing work. Y'all are awesome. Then you did like the Devil Horns or the Rock On.
Woo!
Metal! no, I don't. I really don't listen to metal too much. When I used to have satellite radio, I would flip to the 80s hairband station.
Yeah.
You get some little butt rock going on, like Scorpions, you know.
Don't you have satellite radio right now?
No, my wife does, but I don't.
Oh, you
don't.
That's
I don't
right.
pay for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should have, you just got a new car. So
yeah, she has it, yeah. It's nice in her car. Yeah, but I'll listen to like some Def Leppard, some Guns N' Roses, some Scorpions back in the day. But I'm very eclectic in my music choices, like alternative, country. As long as it's like 80s and 90s country, I'm all about that. Rock, pop, folk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'll listen to anything, really.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. If I turn on the radio, it's what it is.
I'll just
listen.
Whatever's
Christian
on.
Christian music, fine.
That's fine.
I'm not changing it.
Jewish music, fine. I'm good.
Yeah, mariachi band, that's fine.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, I just listen to a variety. Every once in a while, I'll pull out something, get me pumped up. Like,
yeah.
I like White Zombie sometimes.
White Zombie? Oh, man, okay.
And then
that's pretty metal.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's Megadeth.
The More Human Than Human, isn't that White Zombie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then one of my favorite, like, songs to get
Megadeth.
Pumped up is Marilyn Manson's, what
Beautiful
is it?
People?
No.
No.
You got the White Zombie song stuck in my head.
Oh, sorry. Marilyn Manson, I don't know. That's a weird one.
Beautiful People.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is that White Zombie?
People. No, that's Marilyn Manson.
That's Marilyn Manson. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that is it.
Okay.
Anyway, so I occasionally will do it to get pumped up for who knows why.
Yeah.
Not to exercise or anything.
No. Wait, what was the other one
you said? More lawn. Beautiful people. The beautiful
people. Oh, Megadeth. What's the one song? The
Symphony of Destruction.
Oh, yeah, Symphony of Destruction. That's a good one, yeah.
It's just some of those are good to listen
to
once
in a while.
But for the most part, I probably listen to country more than anything.
Mm. Your country old, boy at heart.
Old country.
Like super old, like Hank Williams?
Not quite that old.
Okay.
I like the 80s, 90s.
80s, 90s,
Garth
yeah.
Brooks, that, George Strait.
Yep. Classic.
Sammy Kershaw.
Sammy Kershaw. Yeah.
I like the older stuff. The new stuff, I'm like, is this pop or is this country?
Yeah, I'm not. Sometimes it's hard to tell, ain't it?
Country pop.
Country pop. Yeah, exactly.
That Taylor Swift ruined it all.
She
too
did.
Much blending.
That little slut, I swear. You
little
know?
Democrat.
She has gone full Democrat, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. Hollywood right. does it.
So Cassandra Farmer says,
hello, Cassandra.
Wanting to prep my car for winter. I have a good-sized storage area under the floor of my van. Ooh, she sounds like she has a nice van. But I'm worried about storing bottled water and or food there due to the large temperature swings we get here in the Midwest. What types of foods will keep well in this area? Should I be concerned about water bottles freezing and rupturing or plastic leaching into the water with high heat? Love the show. Also, Alfred Gunn asks, how often do you change bottled water in your vehicle? Bottles of water get very hot in a car, and I worry about plastic particles seeping into the water and shooting out my dick hole. Yeah, that's you don't,
all right.
You do not want that. Yeah, so that is something you kind of do have to worry about.
Goes right to that.
I know.
That's the worst case scenario.
It really is.
Shooting out your...
But I usually go directly to the worst case scenario. Oh, my back hurts. I got back cancer.
Yep.
I'm the same. Yeah,
yeah
the same
I do
way.
Always.
Yeah.
Prostate cancer spread already.
It's already.
I don't even want to know.
Metastasized all over my body. yes, those are something you have to worry about that because if they freeze and then they explode or they're getting super hot and then you're just drinking pure cancer, you know what I mean? You got to worry
it
about
is.
It. You really do have to worry about that.
Liquid cancer.
Yeah. So I'll usually have a few in my car, but to be safe, I do keep the water pouches in there. So
yeah,
I actually had a conversation with somebody on interwebs one day, and they're saying, well, those water pouches, they're just a gimmick to sell people, you know, like those emergency water pouches. I'm like, let's talk about this for a second, boy. So the ones that are actually approved by the U.S. Coast Guard, they will... they're fine in extreme heat and extreme cold. They're not going to burst, and then there's not going to have anything leach into them because of the way that they're made.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're actually there. They're good for those reasons. And they're good for 5 years.
Like, I'm guessing a gimmick because there's such a small amount.
Yeah, sure. But they're survival.
Yeah. I have never had one freeze ever.
No.
And I have it, like, in the pocket that's against the outer aluminum, you know, or whatever.
I keep them in the freezer. They don't freeze. No. Yeah. So I
have
think,
it sitting on top of the engine manifold, and it hasn't ever
gotten
tasted
hot.
Funny.
Yeah, and so I think that's why I think those are perfect for vehicles.
Yeah, you can stash them in all kinds of places.
Yeah, you can
cut your seat open, push them right in. You got a waterbed seat.
Yeah.
Real delight to ride.
You hear that water all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
So, and it's also the same for those emergency food bars, like the stuff we get from survival boxes all the time. The ones that are approved by the Coast Guard are the same thing. They're good with extreme heat and extreme cold, and they're good for 5 years.
And that's new to me. I didn't know the Coast Guard had anything to do with anything.
They're there, and they do things.
They're
and that's one
the
of
coast.
The things they do. Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to read the next one?
I don't have any add-on to that. I was just thinking.
That was it, huh?
I'm done.
Okay.
Bill Herbert. Mm. Best places to get medical and CPR training. Mm. Honestly, the best place is just to go to your local medical facility.
So
typically
just,
the hospital.
So just head to the ER.
Yeah,
say, I want to learn how to do CPR.
I need to learn.
Right now.
Let me check in. $5,000.
Mm. Yeah.
They usually have somebody over all of that sets up classes and has like the times and scheduling for when they have CPR training for public and then medical personnel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also the American Heart Association online. If you go onto their website, you can find where classes are, and they also have some like pre-training stuff, which is nice.
I don't know. Sounds like they're ran by the Illuminati, if you ask me.
They all, everything is. We
New
just
World
know.
Order. Yeah. I've infiltrated AHA.
They don't want CPR. They want your life.
Yeah. But so that's the best place, huh?
I'm just checking with, like I said, your clinic will probably have a setup time for the medical personnel because you have to renew it every 2 years, and they'll tell you where to go. Straight to hell. Well, you'll have to check in and see the doctor for that.
Yeah, you're going to have a prescription. Here's your antibiotics.
Wait, what?
I don't need them. Take them.
Just take them.
We're trying to build super bugs here. Gosh, man, that
you look contaminated. Take this.
Yeah, that scares the crap out of me. I listened to a podcast the other day about super bugs, and this dude that's, oh my gosh, just freaked me the crap out, dude. I can't think about it anymore. Okay, let's move on. Scott,
the Earth will end by disease. I really think so.
Ben Roethlisberger asks, no, Scott Raffensberger.
I was like, really?
No. Why aren't there any tactical gear fashion shows? A supermodel in camo pumps and a tactical vest would sell a lot of gear. Just saying. And then there's an emoji with the, like, I don't know, lady.
What?
I don't know. You know what? It's funny that you say that, because at one of the prepper cons, they had a prepper fashion show.
Yeah. They
Remember?
Did? Yep. We missed it.
We didn't see it. No. But they had it.
Yeah. My question for you is, why are you even asking this, Scott, weirdo? Should be one coming from your wife. Yeah, you pervert?
Think so? You think that's pervy to want to see women in camo?
No.
No?
It's natural.
It's natural.
Natural man.
I can't see your underwear.
It's just funny. It's like, why are there no fashion shows? Why is there no prepper lingerie out there? I haven't found any.
Why aren't you guys in lingerie? What's going on?
Prepper lingerie.
Why don't we have pictures of your wives in lingerie? What's going on?
Why don't you go get that Sawyer mini suit on?
Sawyer mini skirt.
Mm. I want you to get in that potato sack.
Potato sack.
It looks hot. Those burlap sack's so hot.
Gunny sack undies. Mm.
Burlap sack undies, man.
That'd
that
be
would
the
be
worst.
The itchiest thing on earth.
Yeah, you'd,
oh, no.
You'd die of itch.
Get them off.
Can you really die of itch? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this.
Wear burlap for an hour.
Burlap bra is going to do it, ladies. Mm. Ooh, yeah, hey.
Kind of like the thought of it.
Yeah, I don't know why I like the thought of that.
We're perverts.
Yeah, we're all perverts. You're all perverts. We're perverts. Everybody's a pervert.
Prepper fashion show.
Evan Jones.
Just carrying bins. Oh, dang. Look at that.
Cream corn. Mm-hmm. Just like holding it.
And, oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Oh, MRE.
This is from the Tashanka line.
Look at that bug out, boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right. Evan Jones, he says, what is the best flavor of Doritos to stockpile for bartering purposes? This is a very good question with a very simple answer, and it's Cool Ranch.
Yeah, I didn't even think twice about it.
No, you don't have to worry about
cool
that.
Cool Ranch.
Because that is the one that everybody likes.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you've had too much.
You've probably overdone it. You've overdone it.
That doesn't mean you don't like it. It means that you've overdone it and you need a different variety for a little while.
Yeah.
But it is the best one out
there. It is the best. I agree with you on the salsa verde thing.
That's probably my second favorite.
Because that one is really good.
That one is really good.
And they have all these new flavors that I've never even tried.
I know. It's like barbecue grill.
Yeah.
Chrome.
Yeah, Canadian barbecue. Or like, they got the weirdest
stuff. Too many. It's like...
Yeah.
And none of them ever taste that good.
Nacho milk.
Or they're like, ooh, the first chip's good. And then you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I like the bag will just go bad before I eat them all.
Amoxicillin flavor. You know, it's like they got like everything.
Thrush.
Thrush.
This one tastes pretty good.
Oh, man. Post-sex smell. That's not good.
Peel flavor.
Mm. Banana
ibuprofen,
peel.
Ibuprofen flavor.
Ibuprofen. NyQuil. I'd probably eat those.
I probably would too.
NyQuil is like
nothing
so dang
like
good
about
to me.
Five chips and NyQuil barbecue or NyQuil barbecue Doritos. Mmm. That's my favorite.
I like the mix of nacho milk and the amoxicillin. Mmm. So good.
They do. It's like new flavor every week. It's
yeah,
like,
there really is.
And I always just get the branch.
Pickled tomatoes. And you're just like, what? Not right.
I know. They try and get all crazy.
Yeah.
Habanero ranch cheese sauce.
Yeah.
They should have cream corn Doritos.
They should. Tashanka and cream corn.
We should submit a Tashanka one.
Canned meat flavor. Mm. That sounds good.
25-year shelf life, max flavor.
The thing about Doritos, though, is they honestly are great fire starters.
They are. Yeah, you started one.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, holy crap.
They're great. They napalm. Really are. Yeah, it's like straight-up napalm. Okay, we've done that one to death. Let's move on.
Good ideas.
Want to read this one?
I'm lost.
Chris Hart.
Caught up in the...
Chris Hart, brother of Brett the Hitman Hart, says, what other podcasts do you guys listen to? Great question, Chris. Thanks for asking. I like the classics. I like Joe Rogan. I'm a Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah, we listened to that when we were camping, too.
Blackout was fantastic. If you haven't listened to that one's really good. Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is kind of cool. They talk about, like, weird crap the government does. They talk about...
I don't think I've listened to that one.
Paranormal stuff. They talk about conspiracies and all that kind of jazz. That's kind of cool. I listen to Film Riot. Nobody else wants to listen to that, but I do. And Stuff You Should Know, that's a classic one, too, that I really like.
Watch, I do listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oft.
How about you, Cameron? What do you listen to?
Ours, over and over. Casual Preppers Podcast. Every episode.
Got to get those numbers up.
10 times. I've been starting to listen to the Fighter Pilot Podcast because I'm just fascinated with naval pilots.
Just looking to get into some fighter
piloting.
I'm
trying to get pumped up for the new Top Gun.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't need to even get pumped up. I'm already pumped up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just cool to listen to what they go through and the different... I have a friend that went into training through it and just the way he was talking about how the pilots are and like he's like, they're like freaking athletes and like super talented and, you know, I'm just jealous of their life.
So you just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to listen to.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's about it for podcasts. Mm. Some audiobooks.
You don't even like podcasts.
I don't listen.
No.
I just don't listen.
I just do it.
Yeah.
You want to read this one?
I hate podcasts.
I hate them.
I think it's the dumbest idea ever. Yeah. Kimberly Gilmore Ferris.
Related to Happy?
Yes. Also, I don't have a Sawyer. I have a Life Straw for my get home bag. Is it safe to leave in the bag in the vehicle all the time?
So
you must have looked this up, huh?
Huh?
I didn't even know they had.
Yeah. So
Sawyer doesn't have any specific.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Limitations.
I don't know about Sawyer, but Life Straw.
I couldn't find it anyway.
Life Straw says I actually sent them an email to make sure on this.
Oh, you did
directly from Life Straw. They said they need to be kept between 33 degrees and 140 degrees to keep effectiveness. So. As long as you're keeping within that temperature range, I mean, 140, good gracious, unless you live in the Gobi Desert, you should be all right.
If you're on fire, your Life Straw's not going to make it.
Oh, dang it. It's done
my
now.
My bug-out bag's welded in my back. I bet nothing's good in there.
Yeah. But 33 degrees, that's where it can be an issue.
Yeah.
And so that's something you have to think about.
I think if it freezes, most of them, like Sawyer on their website on the facts page, it says... If it's frozen, we've not tested it.
Oh,
after it's frozen, become and thaw, we don't know the effectiveness, so we don't recommend. If it freezes, we recommend you replace it.
Yeah, and that's why
that's pretty much where it's at with this.
If you're out and about and you're actually using your whatever, if it's a Life Straw or a Sawyer, it's nice to keep it next to your body. And if it's really cold outside, to keep it warmer, so that those.
Just run it down your leg like a catheter.
Exactly.
And then you can just drop it out your pant leg in the water.
And then you
and
can just
sucking.
Drink it. Yeah, it's just the life cycle sort of thing.
Just standing over the water like you're going to pee and just drop a Life Straw in.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, there you go. There's your answer. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question? I don't know.
I don't know, Kimberly Gilmore. Fair.
Tracy Wingate, he or her, I don't know, says, without wearing a face mask or nitrile gloves, have y'all ever went through a day pretending there is the world's worst flu being spread and you are doing your best to avoid catching it while going about your daily lives?
I don't pretend. I know there's a nasty bunch of people out there.
Yeah. Well, you have to see them face to face every day.
I do. And every time I go into a grocery store, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, no.
I don't want to touch anything. I don't, ew, don't touch me.
You want to wear,
I've turned into a
rubber gloves
like
everywhere.
Germaphobe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's work. My wife's kind of that way. But I freaking hate public areas. I'm like, you're all disgusting.
Yeah. It's even, with my kids. They're always like, give me a kiss, Dad. And I'm like, trying to kiss them on the cheek. I'm like, if I kiss you on the lips, I'm getting sick.
Yeah. They've been at school. You know that they're brewing the worst cold.
Oh, I know.
In the history of the
they're
winter.
They're making out with the monkey bars, and you know what's going on there. And, like, they come home and, like, they give me kisses. You know, and they got sucker and, like, fruit snack all over their face, and you know it's, like, from their friends. And you know what I mean? They've been.
I know. I'm like that with my kids, too.
Licking the doorknob of their friend's car on the carpool on the way over, and you're just like, it's not good.
If they drink out of my cup, I'm like, ew.
No, I'm just done.
I just, like, spike it.
They absolutely
do
not.
Sink and turn on the hottest water, boil it.
If they drink out of my cup, it's their cup now.
Yeah, I don't ever share.
If it's a rock star, I don't care. They're taking it, they're drinking the rest, because I'm not doing it. Seriously.
I wouldn't share Clorox with those kids.
It's exactly. Is that chlorinated water?
Yeah.
I don't even care.
I'm going to get something. I already know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I do. Sometimes I feel like,
I think it's good to think that way, because like I feel like that's going to be the thing that's going to get us the biggest problem.
Well, wasn't
we're going to end up hitting this nasty, weird, unknown virus, going to kill a bunch of people.
Was that on our Facebook group or something? Somebody just put an article up saying that it's very, very likely in the next however many months or years or whatever that there's going to be some sort of a virus or something that spreads through the population within like 36 hours. It's going to kill like 80 million people.
We're due for it.
We're due, yeah.
Like, it's happened over and over in history. We just can't figure out what it is fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm terrified about it. But I guess I shouldn't worry. I'll be dead.
Yeah, you'll be dead first. So that's kind of the nice thing.
They're
going to
come in, sneeze in my face. I'm going to get boils.
Uh-huh.
Crap, poop my pants, but that won't even be part of it.
No, that's just me. It's just a normal day.
I can't tell if I'm sick or not. I just crap my pants again.
Do you have diarrhea? Well, yeah.
I know. That's the first check mark. Anywhere I go, the dentist or anything, check mark diarrhea, chronic diarrhea.
Where do I check diarrhea?
You're just here to buy a car. Oh, okay.
You just need a loan, don't you? Yeah, but I got diarrhea.
Isn't there a checkbox for that somewhere? Everywhere I go.
That's
get a new license. Diarrhea. You didn't need to write that in, sir.
You want to sign up for our email list? Yeah, where do I check diarrhea? I want my Subway points. Yeah. Isn't that something I got to do?
It's on your license. Donor, chronic diarrhea. Do not share bowels
your
from this guy.
Facebook profile, diarrhea. Chronic diarrhea.
Cam Hardy, PA, chronic diarrhea master.
Chronic diarrhea
PhD
master.
In diarrhea.
I've had diarrhea in all 50 states. Like those people that have them on the outside of their RV. Like, where have you been? You have it on your bathroom wall.
Just like
where have I had diarrhea?
All these different toilets.
Throughout the town.
Way station, north of Nebraska.
Yeah. Mexican restaurant, Salt Lake City. That one has like 2 stars next to it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, some of those in town. Swain's here in town. Be like 10
no,
stars.
The Mexican restaurant in town. That was
that
the worst
one. That was rough.
One.
Yeah.
That one, you.
I think the diarrhea formed so fast that it started coming up my throat.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. We're sitting there having dinner. Cam, I could just see the beads of sweat like on his eyebrows.
You know, when I lost the ability to listen to anything anybody was saying, all I was concentrating on was keeping my butthole shut.
I thought you were going to say, I lost consciousness for a minute. Yeah,
I did, practically. You guys were talking and laughing, and I just became serious.
You totally did.
Started
like,
sweating.
Who pissed him off? And then suddenly he's
did
like,
can we offend you in
he's
some
like,
way?
I got to go pee. And I'm like, yeah, right, you got to go pee. Nobody has to go pee that bad.
So before like, I finished it, I got to go pee. And I was already halfway to the bathroom.
He waddles to the bathroom, like squeezing his butt cheeks together. You could tell what was going on.
Yeah.
And so then like 10 or 15 minutes later, and Tawny's like, I don't know what's going on, guys. And then you texted Tawny, and we're like, you don't tell those guys to go home. So we just left. That was the worst.
And I'm glad you left, because I came out looking like I'd been standing over a pot of boiling water for like 20 minutes. Because I was just soaked. I'm like, we need to go.
You look like
my
Gwyneth,
eyes were bloodshot.
You look like Gwyneth Paltrow from Contagion.
Yeah, you know what you did? I was like 2 seconds from a seizure. I was like, get me in the car. We got to go. And of course, I ran into like 5 people I knew. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Enjoy your meal.
Do you have AIDS or what's going on?
I know. I thought I was like like subject zero, like patient yeah. zero. I was like, I've contracted
this
something.
This is happening.
I'm going to kill everyone.
I've got the Mexican flu.
The Spanish beans flu.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, that
gosh.
Was a bad night.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Came up both ends. I tied yeah. off the garbage bag and set it in the corner for him graciously.
That poor little Mexican lady who had to go in and clean
yeah,
it up
she's
after
like,
you.
What?
Something happened in the bathroom.
Did you guys pour the extra soup in this bag?
Oh my gosh.
Who's been dumping all the.
Someone threw a fajita away in the bathroom.
Who poured all the refried beans everywhere?
Well,
yeah,
okay.
It was bad. We yeah.
We
there's a story
on.
About life.
Yeah, it's classic Cameron, I tell you. John Weaver, he says, not to be confused with Dream Weaver. What got you into
John
prepping?
John Weaver.
Yeah. What got you into prepping? Well, you know, I've kind of always, like, how do I answer that? I've kind of always been into it a little bit. I've always had a thing for, like, the apocalyptic movies and the books.
Yeah.
And, like, the disaster movies. I just have had a thing for it, and that sort of turned into, like.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's the survival, like, could I survive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ancestors living through whatever, yeah. you know? Maybe that's why.
Yeah. And then when Cam and I sort of, you know, hooked up, it sort of amplified it, I think, for each of us, you know?
Yeah.
And then we got a battle box, and it just sort of.
We were into, like, the video games where you just, like, yeah. have to survive, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, and that was plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are very, like, pioneer, you know, like, let's bottle
yeah.
this rhubarb.
Your mom wears a bonnet everywhere.
Yeah, not quite that bad. But they bottle everything and have, you know, a big dark room full of bottles and weird stuff.
Bunch of milk.
It's, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Just thinking of something. Like, we have this, like, in our basement in my parents' house. It's just a food storage room, and it's, mm-hmm. like, dark.
Oh, yeah.
It has, like, this one little teeny light with, mm-hmm. you know, the little chain.
Yeah.
And it's just creepy down in there. And my brother one time said he's all back. Back behind the peaches are all the.
What?
Because there's like just rows and rows of peaches. And yeah. All back behind those peaches are all the stillborn children bottled up. It's like, what the freak? But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff down in there.
Your brother might be psychotic, by
the
way.
He is. He's a freaking weirdo.
That's funny.
But yeah, so my parents have always been kind of prepared yeah. with food storage. And water, and, you know, grow up on a dairy, you have to be, you know, conservative and mm-hmm. make sure everything gets used. And mm. Don't waste this dead cow. We got to eat it.
Yeah. Every bit of it.
So, yeah, I think it's just been in our nature.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Andrew Stephenson says, home remedies for Tatanka poisoning. And if you haven't seen Andrew's video he sent to us, you've
is he
got,
the same one that
yeah,
did it?
Yeah. It is fantastic.
Okay, the question is, did you get sick from what you made?
It
and
looked
think
disgusting.
It was Tatanka poisoning.
It literally
poisoning.
Looked like he was pouring out, like, wet dog food into a pot with potatoes
isn't
in it.
Isn't Tatanka already that way a
yeah,
little bit?
That's what it is, yeah. Dog like, food. Did you see it where he was dumping it out,
no,
the Tatanka?
I didn't see.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I could just hear it go.
Yeah, no, he had the Tatanka.
But
he was
I didn't
like,
really see it. In
it
the
literally
video.
Looked like wet dog food. You remember at the beginning of Back to the Future where all the dog food is
oh,
coming
yeah.
out? Looked just like it. I was thinking about, you know, Power of Love when I was watching it.
Power of Love.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So I think a few miles on the treadmill and a shot of vodka and you're going to be fine.
That'd probably help, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just said instant death. You will die.
Mm-hmm.
There's
probably
no recovery.
He's probably dead by yeah. now. Sorry.
I bet he got sick from what he ate.
R.I.P.
probably tasted it.
R.I.P., Andrew. R.I.P., buddy.
Michelle Blowers.
Mm.
Antibiotics. What works? What can you improvise?
Improvised
so
antibiotics.
So you're trying to ask me what antibiotics work, or are you trying to defish antibiotics or other antibiotics? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm guessing that's your question. Fish antibiotics are identical in every form to human antibiotics. So if you can get them, then they store well, and they're just as good as the same ones that you take.
Interesting.
As for like improvising, I have no idea what that means.
How do I? Do you got a recipe for amoxicillin?
Just go find some algae and grind it up. Yeah, this is probably penicillin. I don't know.
This will probably work.
But yeah, you know, getting your hands on some fish antibiotics. The other thing is, as most patients, they don't finish out their antibiotics. Those really don't have. They do have on the bottle like an expiration, but they don't really go bad. They just lose some effectiveness, so keep them, hoard them.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You might scratch yourself and turn into this festering, nasty, gangrenous disease.
Gonorrhea.
And luckily, you didn't finish your urinary tract infection pills, and you can just start it.
What was the joke I heard the other day? It's like, you know what would be a great name for anti-diarrhea pills? Gonorrhea. I don't know why I just thought about that, but it's funny. Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Diarrhea's gonorrhea.
You saw that where?
I don't know where. I just thought
that was a question, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, right. Yeah, there.
Oh, Charlie Welch, he's the heir to the grape juice fortune, says, do y'all think the coming election could cause problems, like Trump getting reelected, setting off the left, or a Democrat getting elected, setting off the right?
Don't even go there,
you're just
Charlie.
Cam's
I'm
just
not
shaking
even
his
going
head.
There.
Look... This discussion comes up every 4 years, you know.
Kobe's a good one to talk to about this.
No,
more...
I've honestly, the past, like, I've removed myself from the political discussions.
You were more so into that stuff before,
yeah.
But now it's a
I just,
old
it's just
nightmare.
A freaking, it's a crap show, you know, all the way around. I think the election does heighten people's, I mean, people get way more combative. They get, you know, way more, I'm on this side, you're on that side. But every single time, after a couple of months, everything settles down, and it's fine. It doesn't matter. I mean, everybody said when Obama came into the office, oh, the world's going to end. You know, I'm not going to have a gun no more, and black people are going to rule the world, New World Order, Illuminati, Beyonce, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fine. You know, there was some, you know, stuff we didn't like that happened, but, you know, and then when Trump got into office, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Everybody's going to move to Canada and Australia and... The world's going to end. We're going to nuke Russia. You know, it's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. So it really doesn't make much of a difference.
Yeah. I think you could vote in Gandhi and people,
yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
Exactly.
It's just, no, everybody, we have so many opinionated, annoying people in the world. So,
yes, I understand that people are worried about it, but I wouldn't be that worried, honestly. I wouldn't.
The U.S. is A-okay.
Do what you do. Do what you do, boo. You know what I mean? And just... prep like you normally would.
I'd agree.
Keep your eye and ear to the news a little bit, you know. Listen to what's going on, but don't get nutty.
Don't.
Don't get nutty.
Don't go riot.
No.
Don't go protest.
No, don't do it.
Hey, John Stockton said,
ooh, the pasty gangster.
Anything big planned for episode 100?
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. We've actually officially done more than 100 episodes now.
Yeah, I was wondering with everything.
Because of Mindless Banter. But like our official 100th normal podcast episode will be in a few months.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys want to see for our 100th episode? You know, what would be...
you want a special, like, far out of this world type of podcast where it's kind of like the Halloween one? Or you want, like, the real deal?
Yeah, I don't know, you know. Do you want to bring the wives back on again?
Bring Trump on?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I got his phone number. We could probably call him. You know, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. I want you guys to send us some ideas because I really don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Make it special.
Make it special. okay, so moving on from that. Lost in Texas _ 45. He says... How come y'all are neglecting real weapons training or at least purchasing and using guns that at least are applicable to prepping? I understand that a SHTF situation is not always a gunfight, but you can't say that weapons training is not useful.
Why am I not surprised the name fits this perfectly? Yeah, one, Texas. Two, he's probably talking about 45 caliber.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna die. Over and over and over.
Yeah. We've answered this question several times.
Is this your first podcast that you've listened to?
Look.
Just the last couple or what?
Yes, we seem to answer this quite frequently. We believe guns are important.
Yeah.
We believe...
We're Second Amendment.
Yes, we have guns.
Yeah.
I have, you know, maybe 10 guns at my house, right? 1,000 rounds of ammo or something like that.
Yep.
but we absolutely believe that guns are 100% overblown in the prepping community. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, on Instagram or YouTube, you would think that if you're a prepper, pretty much the only thing you need to do is get guns and ammo.
Yeah.
And like tactical weapons training.
This is the annoying stereotype
yeah.
that we do not want.
No. And if you guys want to hear people talk about like tactical weapons training and constantly be talking about ammo and guns, we're just not the podcast for you. Like, it's just not us. We believe
there's like 500 others that you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, there's 1,000 of them to go out there and listen
plenty.
To. We believe guns are good. We have guns. I know how to use a gun. Cam knows how to use a gun. We just don't emphasize it because everybody else is.
Yeah.
We want to be as practical as possible. And honestly, most SHTF situations, you're not going to be in a tactical gunfight. It's going to be of such a small percentage of those situations where
yeah.
you need night vision and frickin', you know, assault rifles, and you need, you know, body armor.
Right.
It's just, you're not going to need it most likely. So that's
right.
why we don't emphasize it. And they're expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather somebody have their food and their water.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
And their credit cards
paid down.
Unless
you figure out how to get nutrition from lead and
yeah.
gunpowder.
Yeah.
Then, you know, but it's not as important as all the other things.
Yes, but again, yes, if you have the means to get guns, absolutely get them.
Yeah, we
know how to use them.
It should be part of your plan or your
yeah.
the thought process in your plan.
Yeah.
Yes, you should have something.
And we've talked about them.
Always.
We talk about them all the time.
I don't think we've ever come off as not
yeah.
being supportive of guns. Like,
but we just don't emphasize
gun control
it.
And all that garbage, no.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But we just don't emphasize it like every other prepper
yeah.
on the planet
yeah.
does.
So if you have stockpiles of bullets and stuff and you run out of water, you're going to be like, well, shh.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, we're not trying to harp
Water's
on
Water's much
you.
Cheaper than bullets and guns.
Yeah. We're not trying to harp on you, Lost in Texas, but we've answered this many, many times.
Yeah, a lot of people ask us this thing. It's just
yeah.
an episode on it's intimidating because of this.
Yeah, it just...
People will just rip us apart.
There's
you
other,
don't know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
There's other things we'd rather talk about when it
yeah.
comes down to it anyways,
yeah.
you know. So, here we go.
Yeah, Mark Mathley. He knows math really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arithmetic is his middle name.
There's some kind of code in this name.
yeah.
What are the thoughts on silver in SHTF situation? How long do you think cash will be king?
Mm-hmm. So...
I have some silver coins and
yeah.
some copper coins.
Yeah.
But my honest opinion is when things move to a point to where cash is no longer like important.
Yeah.
I think that I don't know. The precious metals, I'm definitely not opposed to those. And if you want to get some for barter and trade and all that, I think it's good. But
yeah.
I feel like if everything gets to that point to where you're trading, you know, rare goods and rare, you know, metals and stuff, man, that's the last thing you should be worrying about is like,
yeah.
do I have enough of this? Or should I be putting, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Look, I think a small investment in physical silver or gold or whatever it is great.
Yeah.
You know, I even own some stock in precious metal. I think that's great too.
I think it's a good idea too.
Yeah, but I just think that when it comes down to it, I'm like in my head, I'm like, okay, if I'm bartering and it's in this long-term SHTF situation, do I want gold? Or do I want somebody to give me some food and water
right.
or medicine?
Well, and I think of those people you're going to trade with, you know,
yeah.
who's going to be like, I'll give you my water for your gold.
Yeah.
They're not going to be in that situation to
no.
be like, I'm not giving up any of this.
Yeah.
So take gold and get.
Yeah. And how do you know if the gold is real? How do you know if you're
yeah,
getting
there's
bamboozled?
Just, it's just too hard.
I think some of it's good to have that on hand. Great. You know what I
yeah.
mean? If it comes in
it's
handy.
It's part of a prepper plan.
Yeah.
Like people
again,
always talk about that
yeah,
stuff. But
I think it's fantastic. I feel like cash will be good for a while. You'll have that period where cash is going to be good. And then once it gets past that, it's just like that story we talked about. I don't know, it was years ago on the podcast about the guy who lived through that SHTF situation. And that's the thing where the Tashanka story came from, actually. He was saying, like, if you had a Bic lighter, that was like gold.
Oh, I believe, yeah.
And so I think those are the things I would invest in a little more than I would in precious metals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just
me. Look
though.
At like in the Bahamas right now.
Oh, yeah.
If you had, you know, if you had four or five like gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had a case of water,
yeah,
like 24 bottles of water.
What's gonna
I guarantee
be?
You that they're
yeah.
gonna people are gonna want that before they want your gold.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it's great, And I think it should be part of your plan. I just don't think you should make that a huge part of what you invest
in. It falls down later into guns and gold.
Yeah.
Get a gold gun.
Get a gold.
Or a solid silver gun.
Yeah, the golden gun. 007.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yep. All right. Callan Renalet says, I don't know how, I probably said that wrong.
Renalet.
Yeah. What do you think about a mountain bike or kayaks for vehicles during an apocalypse? Quiet. You are the motor and easily fixed. I think it's great. I think bikes are like freaking awesome as a prep.
Huge,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's easy, fast, pretty quick transportation. It's very quiet, like you said, you know, and they're easy to ride and easy to fix.
Right.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if I was to bug out, I'd like to have a mountain bike in the back or something.
Yeah.
Then it's like, if you run out of gas, you got to get somewhere way easier than walking.
I've been wanting to get one of those e-bikes.
Or even like you can pack crap on bikes and push them.
Yeah,
you know?
You can.
It's going to be a lot
easier. Have you seen those e-bikes that a lot of the hunters are using these days?
Yeah.
Those, I want to try one
bad. I rode an e-bike.
Did you?
Mountain bike, e-bike, and it was crazy. Like, you just pedal a little bit, and it was like, like peeling out and everything.
Yeah.
And they're not very heavy.
No. I think that'd be an interesting one.
I think it'd be a cool one.
To look at. Yep.
I'd like one.
Official underscore chief says, can you do one on how to get a boyfriend in SHTF?
Yeah.
What do you think, Cam?
We're pretty good at getting boyfriends.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
It's a funny question.
It is a funny question.
It is a big idea. It's a big deal. You got to have a companion during the SHTF.
Yeah.
So if you don't have one, watch out. There's probably going to be a lot of creepers out there.
Yeah, there probably is. Well, you know, if this is a girl actually asking,
I don't think you're
going
to have a hard time.
No, I mean, like I put on here, do you have boobs? You're going to get a boyfriend. I mean, it really doesn't take much. Guys are simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to be just fine. You know?
I have a feeling you're probably not going to want one.
No,
if you're a female
not.
During an SHTF,
yeah.
You probably don't want a guy around you.
No, you probably don't. You're going to be dressing up like a rioter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
JNCO jeans
it
up.
That's right, yeah. Off the Grid Guide says, had you rather have a Bic lighter or a ferro rod for your EDC? A Bic all day, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like big Bics.
Yeah, you do.
Seriously, though, like, those ferro rods,
they're great.
They're
great.
They work good for a few strikes, and then after that, it starts to get bumpy, ridgy.
Yeah, it does.
And
yeah.
It's just
you gotta
not
have a good
smooth
one.
They do start fires, but a Bic lighter is gonna be
it's
7,000 times
because
faster.
They put on their Instagram like, I unpopular opinion. I prefer a Bic over a ferro rod, and I saw people were like, "Oh yeah, well, what happens when those Bics get wet? Now what?" I'm like, really? That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, like a Bic lighter. What's going to really affect it that
much? I'm
going
to dry it out, and it's going to work just fine.
Right.
Or I'm going to keep it dry.
Yeah.
I mean,
put it in a Ziploc bag.
If everything's wet, it's not easy to start a fire with a ferro rod.
No.
It's not
at all.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Try and go start some fires in random environments with the ferro rod. I have, and it's a mother effer.
I think the Bic to ferro rod ratio should be like 3-1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got one ferro rod to 3 Bics.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't like that.
Take that, yeah.
Make a shirt out of it.
That's right, yeah. Caleb Severe says, Rambo versus Bear Grylls. Who gonna live longer?
Yeah, Rambo for sure.
Yeah, I'm going with Rambo. Do you see they have a new Rambo movie?
He's way more physical.
There's a new Rambo movie coming out. Did you see it? He literally looks like he's like
in a rascal.
Yeah.
Tactical rascal.
Rambo, Last Blood.
Surviving the care center.
Rambo, taking blood for your diabetes. Something like that.
Rambo, Last Blood Draw.
Last Blood Draw, that's it. I was going to get there at some point, but I hadn't quite got it.
Yeah. I mean, training, ability, physique, Rambo.
Yeah.
Rambo all day long.
All day long. Yeah.
Anthony Llewellyn Jones. Who is the most badass prepper in all fiction, film, TV, books? It doesn't matter. Didn't even have to be prepper related. My vote is the Macho Man Randy Savage for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Macho Man, he was a good one. I'm going with Reba.
That's a good one.
I don't know why, but I just feel like
she
had it all. She had it all going on.
Smart.
She was fancy, man.
Bert.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm just saying,
that dude's got it all.
No, yeah, I'm just saying Reba, you know, she had Bert.
Yeah.
She had the voice. She had the hair. She had it all going for her. I'm going with Reba.
All right. I don't know. There's so many. Like, some of the things that come to mind is like what shows have shown like some prepper and some setups. Yeah. Like I thought that like Will Smith and I Am Legend,
yeah,
like,
he had it going
his
on.
Setup was pretty sweet.
How about John Goodman?
Like, he had
Goodman.
Explosives. He had all the lights, the
I
lines.
Think, what about stuff. John Goodman from Cloverfield,
yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, he was like
he was rolling.
That's
man.
The ultimate there.
Yeah,
he even had a way to dispose of body.
Yeah, he had the acid. Yeah. Oh, man, he had it going on.
Man, that show I gotta watch that.
It was good.
It was a shocker.
It was. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. All right, well, that's it for that. That's all the questions we had, but we do have a few boxes to look at while we're here. The first one
is... This is a cardboard box.
Yeah.
It's got about a 5-inch girth.
feels, yeah. Anyways, I was going to go somewhere. The brand new battle box just came. You need a knife, prepper boy?
I got non-prepper pants on.
Non-prepper. Pants. You know how to open that knife? I can show you how. So the brand.
See my pinky flip across the room?
Yeah. If you guys have watched the Bigfoot film, I mean, it's classic Cameron. Classic.
Yeah.
He cuts himself about 150 yards into our excursion near the last part of the film.
That was a. That was totally an accident.
I mean, they're all accidents.
I know, but this one, it's not like I was trying to do something.
All right, so Battle Box Mission 55, basic box, first thing.
No joke, huh?
Yeah, the McNett Gear and Aid Microfiber Travel Towel Set, $19.95, a sweet little microfiber towel. Great for preppers, great for anybody who needs to wipe themselves
washing
down.
Washing your car.
Mm-hmm, very good stuff. The next thing is the Gator Eyes Mini LED lights. I like those.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, those can clip, and I think the magnetized, whatnot.
Magnetized.
You magnetized me. They're little lights that you can put anywhere
that's
you want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like
them.
Those.
They're very cool.
I always like lights.
And then the Work Sharp Mini Sharpener and Tool.
Sharpener.
Yeah. You can sharpen up your knives, and you got tools for other different things you got.
Oh, that's
like
pretty
handy. For your knives. Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
That reminds me of the little, you remember the little snowboard kits?
Yeah.
You'd like carry with you that had like gesture bindings and crap.
Yes, sir. And then the last in the basic box is the Ultimate Survival Tips Pocket Survival Guide, $10 value. It's a tiny little survival guide that you can put in any pocket you please.
Where is it?
It's in the box. It's tiny. There it is. Yeah, you found it.
Oh, it's teeny tiny. It's like the size of a deck of cards.
Sure is. So that's cool. And then you go into the advanced box, and the first thing is the Lord and Field Camp Strike Handmade Fire Starting Kit. So it's a beautiful little bushcraft looking little box, and it's got fire starting stuff in it, and it smells
pretty
good.
Put a wedding ring in there.
Yeah. We married me in the Lord and Field.
This knife's got 14 karat gold in it.
So I think it's got a little ferrite. Keep going into that voice.
Lord and Field.
Lord and Field. First in fire starting since 1804.
Why don't they get us on a commercial?
I don't know.
Lord and Field.
Lord and Field.
Chivalry has never seen such.
Throw sparks with your chivalrous ferrule rod.
Yes.
Only the penitent man can use it.
I'm coming up with the company Peasant and Field.
Peasant and Mountain.
Garden.
Yeah.
Peasant and Mountain. Peasant and farmland.
Yeah. Then the next thing is the Pyro Putty, the summer blend. Sounds delicious. Summer blend. Yeah, so it lights on fire and it's putty.
It does smell good.
Yeah, it does, huh? It
smells like fuel mixed with...
summer.
It's like pouring gas on stuff in the summer. Yeah. Nothing better than
smells
that.
Smells like my teenage years.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get to the Pro Box, and you get the Wagon Tech Ion Boost Slim Jump Starter / Charger.
That's
sweet. $74.95 value. Not from Lord and Field, but from Wagon Tech.
Cranking amps for V6 engine, 200 to 300 amp peak.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see the battery size.
How many milliamps?
That's all I'm looking for.
Probably on the front.
It doesn't tell.
On the bottom, on the front.
It's mysterious.
On the front.
The Lord and Field.
Okay, Cam can't find it.
Can't find it.
Are See if you sure?
Not on there.
Well.
There's no milliamp.
Maybe it doesn't have milliamps.
Maybe it charges by nuclear power.
Yeah.
It's got a fission reactor.
Anyways, it's a good thing. Get it. And then the last thing in the Pro Plus is the Lord and Field at Roll Posknaf, Apostrophe Knife, Fortil Fisherman. And this is the weirdest knife you've seen in your entire life. Have you seen it, Cam?
No.
You're just going to blow your damn mind. Literally the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Okay, maybe not the weirdest, but it is one of the weirdest knives I've ever seen. You open it up, and it looks like it's a...
It looks like an old hand grenade, or like a yeah. German...
Yeah, pipe grenade or something. Yeah, pipe bomb.
That's what it looks like.
So you kind of open it up. Cam can't open it up.
This is weird. Is this a lightsaber?
It does kind of look like a lightsaber. Anyways, you open it up and it's like a 4-in-1 knife looking deal. Do you want me to open it? Maybe I can get it.
Oh, there we go.
So there you got a knife that way. But then you can open it, flip it out, and you got like this big old huge knife. And then you can put it on the bottom too. Like that'll clip on the bottom and you got like a sword. So no, that's a fork.
Oh my god.
A fork and a knife. Right? So before
you
flip...
It's a fork and knife.
That's a fork and knife.
Wow, this is bizarre.
It is really bizarre. And then that can go on the bottom, so you basically have like a samurai sword. Like a yeah. big old thing. You know, put that in.
Oh, it goes in?
Yeah, it goes in.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. And then turn it. And then turn it. Yeah.
Chang, chang, yeah. chang.
Weirdest thing in the world.
Man, that's a zombie killer there.
Yeah. So anyways, that's the BattleBox Mission 55. If you want to get it, go to trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. Use our code casualpreppers, and you're going to get a free tactical knife.
You're going to want to get this.
Yeah, this thing is weird.
This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is something that you're like...
You're going to bring out at parties and be like, look at this.
Yeah. This is one of those bizarre things that you're like...
Fork and knife.
When you're just walking around in some like...
Walmart?
No. Like a flea market or something. You're like, yeah. what folds out? I want that.
Yeah. Anyways, wow. So now let's go to the survival boxes, Cam. We're looking at dead air here while you put that thing together.
Yeah, we did.
So let's.
But that is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll get some pictures of it. Ow, yeah. ow, ow. Just, is that my blood or Lord and Field's blood?
Lordy, Lordy Field, just cut me.
Lord and Field tendon rupture. Yeah.
So okay. Let's look at the survival boxes now, Cameron.
That was a 5 minute of me exploring something.
Yeah.
You can just sense how excited I was.
So this is the Alpha Box?
Yeah.
Alpha Box.
You got a gear only and an Alpha Box.
Mm-hmm.
Noodles with beef in mushroom sauce.
Mm.
Wise.
No, yeah, that's good.
Mountain House granola, milk, and blueberry.
Always good.
Ice cream sandwich.
Mm.
I ate one of those. It wasn't very good the other day. This is a sling bag.
Yeah. It's like a little EDC sling bag type thing, I think.
Osage?
Osage River.
Osage. Mm. Then survival knowledge cards about tying knots.
Yeah.
With your loved one.
Make it a date. Prep
then
a
we
date.
Got your emergency drinking water.
And we talked about those earlier today.
Yep.
Didn't we?
And then you've got a survival watch, fire starter,
tools.
Compass, paracord whistle, thermometer.
Paracord whistle?
Yeah.
That's nice. Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you got your seeds, and you got a poncho, which is a reflective poncho.
Yeah.
That's that just, was all in the Alpha Box.
That's the Alpha Box. And then we're going to go to the gear-only box as soon as Cam grabs it and does it.
I'm making sure I'm not missing something in there. Yeah. Survival boxes.
You never know what else is in the box.
You get down to the bottom, and you're like,
there's
keys
more.
To a new car.
Yeah, it's a Hyundai.
So in the gear only box, you get the survival watch,
mm-hmm.
you get the pair of tinder shoelace. That's
yeah,
cool.
I like that.
Start fires with your shoes.
Uh-huh.
You got your, knowledge card to tie knots. You got your Osage River, sling bag.
Mm-hmm.
You got your reflective poncho.
Yeah. So
then you got tinder.
Again, survival boxes, use our code casual preppers. You're going to get a discount.
Never disappointed.
Never disappointed. Okay, guys, thank you for being here today.
And going through that.
Please make sure to go watch the new Bigfoot film. It's like an hour and 20 minutes or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
There's lots of good stuff there.
Yeah, it's like we legit looked at stuff that's happened around our area.
Yeah.
And even some petroglyphs.
We talked Bigfoot. We talked to my grandpa.
There's history.
Who has some stories.
Bigfoot lives.
Yeah. It's a wonderful time, and it's joyous, and it's going to make your life better. So make sure you go watch it and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
It's a life changer, it is. Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else, Cameron?
Nope.
All right, see you next time.